Oh, who's that girl who's Snapchatting? She's really pretty.
Oh, who, you mean Alexa? Yeah, no, I mean, like, she's, like, super hot, but, like, ew, no. Like, she's, like, literally disgusting.
How is she disgusting?
I mean, like, she's a disgusting whore. It's hard to find a guy at this school that hasn't gotten with her already.
Well, have you hooked up with her?
Well, I mean, yeah, but, like...
Right, so wouldn't that make you the disgusting one?
No, I mean, like, at the end of the day, she's still, like, super hot.
Exactly. So she's not disgusting.
I mean, like, whatever.
So if you like to be well aware of people's body counts, if you don't mind me asking, what's your body count then?
I mean, I couldn't even give you an accurate number at this point. I literally stopped counting after 50.
Oh, right. So that means that it's going to be really hard for me to find a girl at this school who hasn't already gotten with you.
I mean, I'm not, like, easy or anything, okay? I just like having sex. Like, it doesn't matter who it's with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly my point.
Today we're talking about double standards in dating, and specifically, we're going to break down the body count double standard, where it's typically known that if a man can sleep with a lot of women, it's looked at as kind of an accomplishment, whereas if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, it's looked down upon or shamed. And why is that?
What is your body count?
Yeah, that's none of your business, but other than that.
Jeez, I thought you said crazy shit. I'm just curious what your body count
is. Do you know how to do math? You know how to, like, multiply and add?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
Times 5.
20.
Okay, you don't have to say it out loud.
Oh, my bad. Okay. I thought you wanted me to do the math.
Okay, well, add that and then multiply 5. And then add a couple for fun, but, like, they don't count.
Multiply by what?
5. But so don't say it out.
Okay, I got you. And then, all right, I got you.
Yeah.
Who's a hoe? Just a hoe. Who's a hoe? I said that you's a hoe.
Today, I'm going to share a wonderful explanation that I found from a video. So to start this out, let me shout out Replicant Fish, because his video here, the ridiculously high body counts of single modern women TikToks. This video, first off, is a good video. I enjoy Replicant Fish. This guy's a pretty funny guy and he breaks things down well. But in his comment section, all credit goes to this dude, and that's what we're gonna break down today. So, John Trench here. If you happen to see this, John Trench, good on you, man. This is one of the better explanations I've ever heard of this type of sleeping around double standard. So, here we go. Remember, credit to John Trench. An evidence-based reply to the first lady in this video. Body count is of much greater significance in evaluating females as potential mates than in evaluating males. Human beings, like most other animals, evolved with neurobiological pair bonding mechanisms built into our brains. There are significant differences between the pair bonding mechanism of the human female and the pair bonding mechanism of the human male. These differences have important implications regarding the fitness of a human female as a potential mate. All right, so he's already just come in here saying, yes, I believe there's a difference, and here is why, because men and women have a different pair bonding mechanism in their brain. Now he's going to explain it. The neurophysiology of pair bonding in the human female is dominated by the hormones oxytocin and dopamine. Her pair bonding mechanism is designed to cause her to pair bond with a male very quickly, often in as little as one episode of physical intimacy. This is because of the high cost and level of investment pregnancy imposes upon a female, and it does not take many sexual interactions to result in pregnancy. Women developed a rapid pair bonding system in order to promote her to do the things necessary to keep the male who impregnated her with her for defense and provisioning, as well as to assist with rearing and nurturing young. So again, as a quick timeout, let's link this to hypergamy. When we say a woman is biologically designed to want the highest status man that she can attain, right, that she can lock down to protect and provide for herself and her children now or in the future. That is what he's talking about here. The neurophysiology of pair bonding mechanism in human males is markedly different. Whereas becoming impregnated by a male imposes significant biological cost and investment upon the female, the act of impregnating females involves a relatively small biological investment on the part of the male. Human males are literally hardwired by nature to mate opportunistically. While it is in the reproductive and survival best interest of women to lock down a specific male, it is in the interest of men to mate with as many females as possible. Men are literally hardwired to hit it and quit it. This opportunistic mating pattern continues until such time as men identify mates that they find sufficiently attractive to remain with long enough to form a pair bond. Male pair bonding is therefore designed to occur much more slowly than is the case with females. Now, I'm stopping already because I already know if there happen to be women watching this, they're going to go, this is just giving, you know, propaganda to give men the excuse that they can sleep around no problem because they're biologically designed to and women can't. But try to open up your mind for just a moment and think about it realistically. Without medicine or the technology of birth control and smishmortions, could women actually sleep around as much as men? Biologically, could women get away with that? No, because they would get pregnant and they would have this huge baby growing in them for 9 months. So if you open up your mind and you get out of the crazy clown world that we're living in where everyone says you can identify as anything and everyone's equal and blah, 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 crazy, 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 just think about it. A woman could not sleep with 10 men because once she gets pregnant with one, look at that, her body's changing. A man could sleep with 10 different women because he could get them all pregnant. It doesn't matter. So biologically, it actually makes sense. Now let's move on. A man forms a pair bond with a woman if that woman supplies an abundance of sexual and emotional intimacy, sufficient to keep the man with her and to trigger secretion of the hormones involved in pair bonding. In both the male and the female, pair bonding generates both chemical and physical wiring changes in the brain. When pair bonds are formed and then ruptured, that does damage to the neurobiological pair bonding mechanism of the individual. It does not take very many episodes of forming and breaking pair bonds to produce enough damage to result in an inability to form a viable pair bond with a mate. So if I'm understanding his description correctly, in everyday person terms, what this is basically saying is that the more times you attach to someone, form a bond, and then break that off, eventually, man or woman, that mechanism is going to stop working. So if you're a man that keeps falling hard for women, boom, 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 and then you get your heart broken or she breaks your heart and you keep developing these bonds over and over, eventually it's like you become jaded and that mechanism is gone. However, for women, it's such a different story because women are forming these bonds a lot quicker when they're sleeping with a guy. A woman might sleep with a man on that one night, she's already starting to form a bond. And that guy might have no intentions of anything more than a one-night stand. So he has no skin in the game, per se. He's not necessarily bonding to her like she's bonding to him. So if you got these Chad and Tyrones running through a lot of different women, they're moving on without forming bonds. They're not necessarily attaching and then breaking, attaching and breaking. They're just sleeping around before attaching their feelings. But these women, on the other hand, they're sleeping with these Chad and Tyrones. They're getting attached, and then all of a sudden she was a pump and dump, a one-night stand. So her bonding ability is broken so much quicker. Technically, this can happen in both men and women. In reality, however, it happens almost exclusively to women. This is entirely due to the difference in ease and rate with which each gender forms pair bonds. In today's very promiscuous hookup culture, women go through a number of episodes of pair bond formation and breakage very rapidly, literally adapting their brains to be unable to form pair bonds. This very rarely happens in men due to the significantly slower rate at which men form pair bonds. Men in today's hookup culture seldom stay long enough to form a pair bond with any given female, leaving one woman and moving on to the next woman without ever making a deep connection. So the Chad and Tyrones, when we have the Chad and Tyrones, when women are sleeping with the top 10 or 20% of men, those men are not forming these pair bonds and breaking them nearly as much because it takes men longer to form that bond. And since most of the same guys are just sleeping with all of the women, they're having so much action, they never need to bond with any one specific woman because they can get their action from all these other women. But these women are pair bonding to these Chad and Tyrones and then getting their hearts broken. This is what we've talked about before with the broken heart cycle. Since all these women are competing for the top men, these top men have no reason to commit or settle down. They're not forming these bonds, and it's leaving women jaded. A woman's body count is therefore of importance, as it provides important information regarding the ability or inability of that woman to form a strong and lasting long-term attachment, or for that matter, her ability to form any attachment. If women today would refuse to participate in the hookup culture, declining to be promiscuous and acting to keep their body count low to preserve their pair bonding ability, this would also vastly reduce the level of promiscuity engaged in by men. Women are the gatekeepers to sex, men are the gatekeepers to relationships. In the current dating environment, men have little or no real motivation to offer relationships to women. In a dating environment absent promiscuity, where women required that men enter into long-term relationships in order to gain access to sex, men would be very motivated to find women suitable for them to be in long-term relationships with. This would, however, require that women provide free access to emotional and sexual intimacy to men in order to gain access to the resources men bring to the table. That is not something women are very good at doing currently. But that is a discussion for another thread. Dang, man, props. Member, all credit goes to this guy right here. Let me find his name one more time. So Replicant Fish, thank you for the original video. And John Trench, excellent breakdown there. Guys, what do you guys think? Give me your thoughts on this. I think he just described it in a very clear way that makes sense from what we're seeing today in the dating realm about the double standard. Let me know your thoughts. And again, John Trench, if you happen to see this, comment, and I will try to hopefully see it and pin your comment because you deserve all the credit for this video. All right, take care, guys. I'll leave you with this quick little video that kind of sums up what we just said.
I tweeted it, but I ended up deleting the tweet, but I thought it was a great tweet. I was like, what's her body count to relationship count ratio? Like, she's been with 10 dudes. How many dudes cuffed her? Because I feel like solid bitches get cuffed. But you've been with 40 dudes and ain't nobody, none of them been in a relationship with you.
That makes you wonder, like,
only two been in a relationship with you?
That means something wrong with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that pussy ain't Bitcoin, because if it's a Bitcoin, then everybody wants it.
Yeah.
If everybody's just going to hit it and pass it up, then apparently the value ain't that great, right?
Right. There's something to say there. What's the relationship to body count ratio?
Don't forget, subscribe. Like, comment, share the video. Definitely subscribe.